It's important at this stage that we get the names of the people who have died, because all of us, everybody here, has people on those ships that we care about, and we want to know if they're okay. So we need the names of the dead now. What I would like to address is what was committed in the early hours of this morning was not just a crime against the Palestinian people. It was not just a crime against the Turkish people. It was not just a crime against the British people. It was a crime against humanity. When we as British citizens were not there this morning physically, but we were there through our taxes. Our taxes were in the bullets that were fired into our friends and our brothers and our sisters. And we are sick of it. Our taxes were there, our Balfour Declaration was there, we are sick of it! And something I would like to direct to that sellout, Nick Clegg. Before he became the Deputy Prime Minister, this man was calling for an arms embargo on Israel. Where is your arms embargo now? We refuse to have our money used to murder human beings. It's simple. When they drop white phosphorus bombs on Gaza, they drop white phosphorus bombs on us. When human beings are being born with deformities in Gaza, that is our children that are being born with deformities. We must express our solidarity with those people, because they are us and we are them. On this subject, there is only one line of division. Only one. It's not a line of division between Muslims and Jews. It's not a line of division between Arabs and Jews. It is a line of division between those who stand for the equality of all and those who stand for the supremacy of some. And that government stands for the supremacy of some. No more. When I say long live Palestine, you say long live Gaza. Are you with me? Yeah. This is for Palestine, Ramallah, West Bank, Gaza. This is for the child that is searching for an answer. Wish I could take your tears and replace them with laughter. Long live Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Long live Gaza!
While we listen to tunes made by ignorant fools, Israel blocked the UN from delivering food. They bring in the troops and we won't even glimpse of the news. They make money off the products that we are quick to consume. And this is not simply a question of differing views. Forget emotions, this is facts. What I spit is the truth. It makes no difference if you're a Christian or if you're a Jew. They're just people living in different conditions than you. They still die when you bomb their schools, mosques and hospitals. And it's not because of rockets. Please God, can you stop this all? I'm not related to the strangers on the TV. But I relate, because those strangers could have been me. Words can never ever explain the raw tragedy. This is not a war, they're just murdering more rapidly. And we are automatically supporting pure savagery. Imagine how you feel if that was your family. This is for Palestine, Ramallah, West Bank, Gaza. This is for the child that is searching for an answer. Wish I could take your tears and replace them with laughter. Long live Palestine!
Long live Gaza!
Long live Palestine!
Long live Gaza!
This is not just a war over stolen land. Why do you think there's little boys throwing stones at tanks? And we'll never really know how many people are dead. They drop bombs on little girls while they sleep in their bed. Don't get offended by facts, just try and listen. Nothing is more anti-Semitic than Zionism. So please don't bring bad vibes when you speak to me, because there's plenty of rabbis that agree with me. It's your choice what you do with this message. Don't get confused, I view this from a human perspective. How many more resolutions have to be violated? How many more children have to be annihilated? Israel is a terror state, terrorists that terrorize. I testify, my television televised, I'm telling lies. This is not a war, it's like systematic genocide. But whatever they try, Palestine will never die. Peace and love.
Thank you.